Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Hong Yuan Mei from TTI Chicago. You're listening to the robotics category of June 29, 2023. Do you know that the Spanish word esposa means wife? The plural esposas means wives, but also handcuffs. Today, we have selected 11 papers out of 20 submissions.
Now let's hear paper number one.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Wolfram Burgert, Professor of Computer Science, University of Freiburg.
Paper title:
Geometric Regularity with Robot Intrinsic Symmetry in Reinforcement Learning.
Authored by
Shengxiao Yan, Yuan Zhang, Bo Zhang, Joschka Bodecker, and Wolfram Burgert.
Paper abstract:
Geometric regularity, which leverages data symmetry, has been successfully incorporated into deep learning architectures such as CNNs, RNNs, GNNs, and transformers. While this concept has been widely applied in robotics to address the curse of dimensionality when learning from high-dimensional data, the inherent reflectional and rotational symmetry of robot structures has not been adequately explored. Drawing inspiration from cooperative multi-agent reinforcement learning, we introduce novel network structures for deep learning algorithms that explicitly capture this geometric regularity. Moreover, we investigate the relationship between the geometric prior and the concept of parameter sharing in multi-agent reinforcement learning. Through experiments conducted on various challenging continuous control tasks, we demonstrate the significant potential of the proposed geometric regularity in enhancing robot learning capabilities. What an interesting paper! Now let's hear paper number two.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Jean-Jacques Slatine, MIT, Professor of Mechanical Engineering and Information Sciences, Professor of Brain.
Paper title:
Avoidance of Concave Obstacles Through Rotation of Nonlinear Dynamics.
Authored by
Lucas Huber, Jean-Jacques Slatine, and Adi Biar.
Paper abstract:
Controlling complex tasks in robotic systems, such as circular motion for cleaning or following curvy lines, can be dealt with using nonlinear vector fields. In this paper, we introduce a novel approach called Rotational Obstacle Avoidance Method, ROAM, for adapting the initial dynamics when the workspace is partially occluded by obstacles. ROAM presents a closed-form solution that effectively avoids star-shaped obstacles in spaces of arbitrary dimensions by rotating the initial dynamics towards the tangent space. The algorithm enables navigation within obstacle hulls and can be customized to actively move away from surfaces, while guaranteeing the presence of only a single saddle point on the boundary of each obstacle. We introduce a sequence of mappings to extend the approach for general nonlinear dynamics. Moreover, ROAM extends its capabilities to handle multi-obstacle environments and provides the ability to constrain dynamics within a safe tube. By utilizing weighted vector tree summation, we successfully navigate around general concave obstacles represented as a tree of stars. Through experimental evaluation, ROAM demonstrates superior performance in terms of minimizing occurrences of local minima and maintaining similarity to the initial dynamics, outperforming existing approaches in multi-obstacle simulations. The proposed method is highly reactive, owing to its simplicity, and can be applied effectively in dynamic environments. This was demonstrated during the collision-free navigation of a 7-degree of freedom robot arm around dynamic obstacles. This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number three.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Katya Sakara, Professor School of Computer Science, Carnegie Mellon University.
Paper title:
Reconfigurable Robot Control Using Flexible Coupling Mechanisms.
authored by
Xia Yi, Katya Sakara, and Zeynep Temel.
Paper abstract.
Reconfigurable robot swarms are capable of connecting with each other to form complex structures. Current mechanical or magnetic connection mechanisms can be complicated to manufacture, consume high power, have a limited load-bearing capacity, or can only form rigid structures. In this paper, we present our low-cost soft anchor design that enables flexible coupling and decoupling between robots. Our asymmetric anchor requires minimal force to be pushed into the opening of another robot while having a strong pulling force so that the connection between robots can be secured. To maintain this flexible coupling mechanism as an assembled structure, we present our model predictive control, MPC, frameworks with polygon constraints to model the geometric relationship between robots. We conducted experiments on the soft anchor to obtain its force profile, which informed the three-bar linkage model of the anchor in the simulations. We show that the proposed mechanism and MPC frameworks enable the robots to couple, decouple, and perform various behaviors in both the simulation environment and hardware platform. Our code is available at github.com/zoomlacmu/puzzlebot_anchor. Video is available at www.youtube.com/watch.v=reg. Klerksht. Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 4.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Raquel Ertasun, Associate Professor, University of Toronto.
Paper title:
Rethinking Closed-Loop Training for Autonomous Driving.
Authored by
Chris Zhang, Runsheng Guo, Wenyuan Zhang, Yuan Xiang, Binbin Dai, Ruihu, Mengi Ren, and Raquel Ertasun.
Paper abstract.
Recent advances in high-fidelity simulators have enabled closed-loop training of autonomous driving agents, potentially solving the distribution shift in training vs. deployment and allowing training to be scaled both safely and cheaply. However, there is a lack of understanding of how to build effective training benchmarks for closed-loop training. In this work, we present the first empirical study which analyzes the effects of different training benchmark designs on the success of learning agents, such as how to design traffic scenarios and scale training environments. Furthermore, we show that many popular RL algorithms cannot achieve satisfactory performance in the context of autonomous driving, as they lack long-term planning and take an extremely long time to train. To address these issues, we propose trajectory value learning, TRAVL, an RL-based driving agent that performs planning with multi-step look-ahead and exploits cheaply generated imagined data for efficient learning. Our experiments show that TRAVL can learn much faster and produce safer maneuvers compared to all the baselines. For more information, visit the project website, wabi.ai/research/travel. This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 5.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Wei Xu, Horizon Robotics.
Paper title:
Imitation with Spatial Temporal Heat Map, Second Place Solution for New Plan Challenge.
Authored by
Yihan Hu, Kun Li, Pingyuan Liang, Jingyu Chen, Zening Yang, Heiqiao Zhang, Wenchen Xiao, Zhuang Chuang Ding, Wei Xu, and Chang Lu.
Paper abstract.
This paper presents our second-place solution for the New Plan Challenge 2023. Autonomous driving in real-world scenarios is highly complex and uncertain. Achieving safe planning in the complex multimodal scenarios is a highly challenging task. Our approach, imitation with spatial temporal heat map, adopts the learning form of behavior cloning, innovatively predicts the future multimodal states with a heat map representation, and uses trajectory refinement techniques to ensure final safety. The experiment shows that our method effectively balances the vehicle's progress and safety, generating safe and comfortable trajectories. In the new plan competition, we achieved the second highest overall score, while obtained the best scores in the ego progress and comfort metrics. This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 6.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Shuren Song, Columbia University.
Paper title:
Reflect, Summarizing Robot Experiences for Failure Explanation and Correction.
Authored by
Ziyi Liu, Arpit Behetti, and Shuren Song.
Paper abstract:
The ability to detect and analyze failed executions automatically is crucial for an explainable and robust robotic system. Recently, large language models, LLMs, have demonstrated strong common sense reasoning skills on textual inputs. To leverage the power of LLM for robot failure explanation, we propose a framework, Reflect, which converts multi-sensory data into a hierarchical summary of robot past experiences and queries LLM with a progressive failure explanation algorithm. Conditioned on the explanation, a failure correction planner generates an executable plan for the robot to correct the failure and complete the task. To systematically evaluate the framework, we create the RoboFail dataset and show that our LLM-based framework is able to generate informative failure explanations that assist successful correction planning. Project website: roboreflect.github.io/. What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 7.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Ding Zhao, assistant professor at Carnegie Mellon University.
Paper title:
What Went Wrong? Closing the Sim-to-Real Gap via Differentiable Causal Discovery.
Authored by
Tai Huang, Zilin Zhang, Xiang Kao, Shiqi Lu, Mengdi Xu, Wenhao Ding, Jonathan Francis, Binking Chen, and Ding Zhao.
Paper abstract:
Training control policies in simulation is more appealing than on real robots directly, as it allows for exploring diverse states in a safe and efficient manner. Yet, robot simulators inevitably exhibit disparities from the real world, yielding inaccuracies that manifest as the simulation-to-real gap. Existing literature has proposed to close this gap by actively modifying specific simulator parameters to align the simulated data with real-world observations. However, the set of tunable parameters is usually manually selected to reduce the search space in a case-by-case manner, which is hard to scale up for complex systems and requires extensive domain knowledge. To address the scalability issue and automate the parameter tuning process, we introduce an approach that aligns the simulator with the real world by discovering the causal relationship between the environment parameters and the sim-to-real gap. Concretely, our method learns a differentiable mapping from the environment parameters to the differences between simulated and real-world robot object trajectories. This mapping is governed by a simultaneously learned causal graph to help prune the search space of parameters, provide better interpretability, and improve generalization. We perform experiments to achieve both sim-to-sim and sim-to-real transfer and show that our method has significant improvements in trajectory alignment and task success rate over strong baselines in a challenging manipulation task. I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 8.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Yan Gao, LinkedIn.
Paper title:
Autonomous Drone Racing, Time Optimal Spatial Iterative Learning Control Within a Virtual Tube.
Authored by
Xu Li LV, Yan Gao, Jiaxing Che, and Quan Quan.
Paper abstract:
It is often necessary for drones to complete delivery, photography, and rescue in the shortest time to increase efficiency. Many autonomous drone races provide platforms to pursue algorithms to finish races as quickly as possible for the above purpose. Unfortunately, existing methods often fail to keep training and racing time short in drone racing competitions. This motivates us to develop a high-efficient learning method by imitating the training experience of top racing drivers. Unlike traditional iterative learning control methods for accurate tracking, the proposed approach iteratively learns a trajectory online to finish the race as quickly as possible. Simulations and experiments using different models show that the proposed approach is model-free and is able to achieve the optimal result with low computation requirements. Furthermore, this approach surpasses some state-of-the-art methods in racing time on a benchmark drone racing platform. An experiment on a real quadcopter is also performed to demonstrate its effectiveness. Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 9.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Peter J. Stuckey, Stuckey SA.
Paper title:
Reducing Redundant Work in Jump Point Search.
Authored by
Xizhe Zhao, Daniel Haraber, and Peter J. Stuckey.
Paper abstract:
JPS, Jump Point Search, is a state-of-the-art optimal algorithm for online grid-based pathfinding. Widely used in games and other navigation scenarios, JPS nevertheless can exhibit pathological behaviors which are not well studied, i.e., it may repeatedly scan the same area of the map to find successors. 2. It may generate and expand suboptimal search nodes. In this work, we examine the source of these pathological behaviors, show how they can occur in practice, and propose a purely online approach, called constrained JPS, CJPS, to tackle them efficiently. Experimental results show that CJPS has low overheads and is often faster than JPS in dynamically changing grid environments, by up to 7x in large game maps and up to 14x in pathological scenarios. This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 10.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Shuai Wang, University of Illinois at Chicago.
Paper title:
Communication Resources Constrained Hierarchical Federated Learning for End-to-End Autonomous Driving.
Authored by
Weibin Ko, Shuai Wang, Guangxu Zhu, Bin Luo, Yingxian Chen, Derek Wing Kuaning, and Yik Cheng Wu.
Paper abstract:
While federated learning, FL, improves the generalization of end-to-end autonomous driving by model aggregation, the conventional single-hop FL, SFL, suffers from slow convergence rate due to long-range communications among vehicles and cloud server. Hierarchical federated learning, HFL, overcomes such drawbacks via introduction of midpoint edge servers. However, the orchestration between constrained communication resources and HFL performance becomes an urgent problem. This paper proposes an optimization-based communication resource constrained hierarchical federated learning, CRCHFL, framework to minimize the generalization error of the autonomous driving model using hybrid data and model aggregation. The effectiveness of the proposed CRCHFL is evaluated in the CAR Learning to Act, CARLA, simulation platform. Results show that the proposed CRCHFL both accelerates the convergence rate and enhances the generalization of federated learning autonomous driving model. Moreover, under the same communication resource budget, it outperforms the HFL by 10.33% and the SFL by 12.44%. Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 11.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Nu Jamali, scientist at Honda Research Institute.
Paper title:
Hierarchical Graph Neural Networks for Proprioceptive 6D Pose Estimation of In-Hand Objects.
Authored by
Alireza Reza Zaze, Snehal Dikale, Soshi Iba, and Noam Jamali.
Paper abstract:
Robotic manipulation, in particular in-hand object manipulation, often requires an accurate estimate of the object's 6D pose. To improve the accuracy of the estimated pose, state-of-the-art approaches in 6D object pose estimation use observational data from one or more modalities, for example, RGB images, depth, and tactile readings. However, existing approaches make limited use of the underlying geometric structure of the object captured by these modalities, thereby increasing their reliance on visual features. This results in poor performance when presented with objects that lack such visual features or when visual features are simply occluded. Furthermore, current approaches do not take advantage of the proprioceptive information embedded in the position of the fingers. To address these limitations, in this paper, 1, we introduce a hierarchical graph neural network architecture for combining multimodal, vision and touch, data that allows for a geometrically informed 6D object pose estimation. 2, we introduce a hierarchical message passing operation that flows the information within and across modalities to learn a graph-based object representation. And, 3, we introduce a method that accounts for the proprioceptive information for in-hand object representation. We evaluate our model on a diverse subset of objects from the YCB object and model set, and show that our method substantially outperforms existing state-of-the-art work in accuracy and robustness to occlusion. We also deploy our proposed framework on a real robot and qualitatively demonstrate successful transfer to real settings. This is absolutely fantastic.